TheBenAndKellyShow.com.
If your password is like Kelly's, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No, that's not my password still.
You.
It's not. Not. It was a long time ago. It was a good run.
Yeah.
And then I retired it.
You may want to change it because even if it's 9 characters like that, a hacker could hack your password instantly.
Well, yeah.
And if you go up to 12, like 12 numbers, it only takes 2 seconds for
a
hacker.
What about special characters? What if you're throwing in some special characters?
So here's the thing. Like, this cybersecurity expert says you don't really have to change all your passwords every year as long as you use a different password for different sites. Which, man, I don't know.
You know how many sites and apps you use passwords for. It's insane.
I know. What they're basically saying is if you allow, like, Google to suggest a strong password and just save it,
yeah, but then what that works. Happens if something happens and, like, you lose your phone or your phone, like, something is going to happen, then you lose all those passwords and you didn't write them down and you have no way of knowing what they are.
Yeah, then you just have to reset them all. You know, that is a pain. But as long as you use a different password for each site, this cybersecurity expert says that, you know, you don't really have to change your passwords because those strong passwords that, yes, you know, Google suggests are all are at least 12 characters long. They're all a mixture of numbers, upper and lowercase letters, symbols, and all that stuff.
Well, it's going to take me about 2 weeks to try to move through all that.
So if that is the case, you know, a hacker would take about 3,000 years for a hacker to get your password.
Okay, so that feels pretty secure.
Now, I have, let's see.
Are you trying to count up how many passwords you have to keep track of?
No. I have one password that I use quite a bit, and it's got like 8 or 9 characters in it, but it's like a mixture of numbers, upper and lowercase, and I thought it was pretty safe, but then this graph I saw, it'd take about 39 minutes or maybe at most 2 days for a hacker to get my stuff.
Oh, you are not secure, friend.
I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, you're going to have to. No. Oh, you're going to have to do some change in passwords.
It gives me the sweats.
I know. Because, I mean, they're getting better and better at it.
Yeah,
and,
but.
Oh, it gives me the sweats, too.
Yeah. But again, according to this, quote, cybersecurity expert who says that, you know, as long as the site that you're using has never been in a data breach and you've used like the suggested strong password from Google or at least 12 characters long, no need to ever change it.
Here's my question though. If Google is suggesting the passwords, like who at Google is making those up and are they keeping track of that too? You just never know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You can sit there and tell me it's all just random computer generated, all that kind of stuff, but there could be somebody, you know, saying, hey, how about this one? And then writing it down. And then you're going to steal all your stuff.
You're right, Kelly. You're right. That's probably what's happening.
I have to get, like, my dad's got a notebook. He's got a legit notebook. It's probably got 5 or 6 pages, single-spaced, of all the passwords that he has written down.
Mm-hmm.
He is like Fort Knox.
Well, there
you
go.
No one is breaking into his stuff.
Your dad probably has the best system.
Hey, darling.
Hey, darling. Have you tried 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yet? So we spoke to Chastity last week. She had a predicament where she was concerned her best guy friend, 29, virgin. She was thinking, you know what? Let's keep feelings out of it. Why don't I just help him with that?
Right. Let's just get the first time out of the way so that he doesn't have to worry about that as he's trying to navigate the dating world. Because I think there had been some, he'd run into an issue where some women didn't want to be the first and wanted him to have some experience.
Right. And she says, look, he's not gay. He's awkward around women. Can't get past this huge hurdle in his brain. And so she's like, I've never felt anything romantic for him, but I've been friends with him a long time.
Right. I care about him. I just want to help him out.
Now, I said, go for it. Do it this weekend and
tell us about it
because I'm weird like that. Kelly.
So many people were just like, listen, no, it can change things.
It's risky. Yeah.
Yes, it can change the dynamic between you. You may think that it wouldn't and that you can keep feelings out of it, but you just don't know. And once that happens, you kind of can't go back.
You can't go back, yeah. Right? That box has been opened.
Okay.
We got an update.
Okay. So, hey, Ben and Kelly, wow, the response was more than I anticipated.
Okay.
I told you that you hadn't ever had an issue like mine before. I even had several friends text me over the weekend saying they knew that you guys were talking about me, LOL.
Okay.
Anyways, I know why you reached back out to me, so here's the update. We did hang out last weekend. I still hadn't made up my mind whether I was going to go for it or not. I definitely thought about the, quote, clinical side of things and thought that may be awkward and weird, but mm-hmm. it would get done what needed to get done and keep feelings in check. Again, let me reiterate to you all, I had no romantic feelings toward him.
Yeah, we were talking about just make it very clinical, like this goes here, that goes there, and
like,
let's...
Like a teacher and student.
Right.
Which, that's not a really good... Anyway.
Costumes.
Inappropriate. I wanted this to be just one friend helping out another friend. Neither one of us seeing anyone, so, you know, that's all it would be.
Right.
I asked him if he wanted to come over and hang out. Mm-hmm. We were planning on grilling out, having a few drinks, maybe playing some cards like we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
He came over, and the drinks started flowing.
I'm sorry. Sorry, that's premature. Sorry.
You're assuming.
I am assuming. I'm
telling myself the whole time we're just friends hanging out. Nothing wrong with that. Stop.
Right, sorry.
Instead of cards, I suggest we play... We played Twister.
No, come on. Come on. We played Twister? Come on now. We know where this is going.
So we started to play, and I can tell you we didn't finish the game. I don't know what color means to take your clothes off, but before we both knew it, that's what we landed on, and that's what happened. Right there on the Twister mat.
Right, what?
Right on the Twister mat.
Oh,
right then and there.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was awkward, but at the same time, it wasn't.
Oh.
He made a joke about never playing that version of Twister before. After about an hour, we decided we were hungry and made some sandwiches again.
Oh.
I told you we were just friends. And I had been for a long time. And I had no romantic feelings towards him. Until this weekend.
Oh, buddy.
After a weekend filled with the sandwich making,
mm-hmm.
I think I was fooling myself into thinking we didn't already have feelings for each other.
Mm.
We did talk about what happened. We both agreed to give us a shot. So I guess we're boyfriend girlfriend now.
Oh.
I never would have pictured myself with him, but because he's not the type of guy I usually go for, but here we are.
Wow.
I would be lying if I told you I wasn't a little scared of us not working out and him not being a friend anymore, but there's no turning back now.
That's true.
Wish us luck. Thank you both for giving me the confidence to make this leap.
Look at that.
Give her the anthem.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. My God.
Woo!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you touch my butt.
Okay, stop. Stop.
So,
what color is? Take your clothes off.
I know. I was going to say.
Is that red?
Red, maybe.
Green.
Blue. No, it's probably green.
Is it green?
It's probably green.
The green light.
It's probably green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
We
okay.
played Twister. What an opening.
You know what? Tonight, let's not play Uno. Let's play Twister.
Yeah. What do you say? We've had some margaritas.
That is great. We're going to have great balance. It's a perfect choice after the margs. Yeah.
It's
so
is it,
great.
I feel a little too voyeuristic in my brain because I've pictured the scene play out in my brain.
Was Twister involved in your brain?
No, it was not.
No, it wasn't. But, I mean, what a door to open, right?
Oh, shoot.
I mean, if there was going to be a way to ease into that.
Well, they did.
They did. Bethany's all like, LMAO, I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think this is great.
Chastity, you.
What a good friend.
Yeah.
She's a really good friend.
You are a really good friend.
She really gets the best friend award.
You are the best of friends.
You know what? I feel like this has like really great potential because of the solid foundation of their friendship in the beginning.
I feel like I had said that last week where I was like, you know, good friends are a great place to start a romantic relationship.
Right.
So,
and so is a Twister mat.
So apparently is some drinks and a Twister mat. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Chastity.
Oh, and invite us to game night.
Wow. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, it never feels good to be stood up on a date, right?
No, I mean, that's an awful feeling.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without standing up quashante on a date, well, you're doing okay.
Okay, how exactly did this play out?
She got stood up a while back. You know, instead of, you know, going home, licking her wounds, maybe...
sitting on your crying rug, eating cookie dough and sipping Arbor Mist?
Right, exactly, that. Instead of doing that, she sued the guy.
Oh, that got aggressive.
And she's asking for $10,000 for suffering emotional distress because he didn't show.
What the heck were they going to be doing on their date?
It was also her mother's birthday on that day, and her mom had just passed away.
Oh, wow.
She's also claiming he committed perjury because he lied about his intentions.
Perjury? Oh, I don't think she knows what that means.
Yeah. There is a virtual court hearing.
It was heard in court?
This woman, the guy she thought she was going on a date with, and the judge, who is actually pretty frustrated that this whole thing is being argued in front of him.
Yes, how in the world did it get there?
Do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand that perjury is a lie. No, I know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement... A false statement made under oath.
Yeah, so the judge is trying to, like, explain what perjury actually is. Like, look.
That's not just a lie.
Right. It's a lie under oath.
So exactly. And I got documents that prove he was lying.
It's a false statement made under oath.
It's a false statement made under oath. So, yeah. Oh.
He's trying to say, listen, if someone lies to you, that's not necessarily perjury. They have to be under oath.
Right.
Quashante is just like, nope.
And look, it sucks to get stood up. You know, you never want to feel like that.
But I feel as though she doesn't quite understand the optics of this act in her future prospects of anyone else that might want to take her out on a date when they hear that she sued a guy for not showing up.
Yeah, because forever now, she's going to be in Google searches, her name.
Oh, absolutely.
So if someone is like, oh, yeah, I've got this date with this girl. Oh, here, let me just throw her name into Google real quick. And it brings up this. You're probably having second thoughts.
Oh, yeah. No, let's say, for instance, Quashante got herself a boyfriend. They move in together. Uh-huh. And what if he forgot to take the trash out? And she's all, you promised you'd take the trash out. You lied. That's perjury. I mean, just the possibilities of the crazy that could come in the future. She needs to, I think, reassess how she's conducting herself.
That's why this is in the setting the bar segment, Kelly.
Absolutely.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, suing the guy who stood you up,
yeah,
then you're doing okay.
Help us help you, Quashante.
That's setting the bar.
You had a bonus.
But I did want to do a bonus feel-good story all in honor of Katrina Perez. She's a 99-year-old grandmother in this small Mexican town, and she recently passed away. And so, you know, when someone passes away, a lot of times you honor who they are and or you do things that they loved in honor of this person, right?
Well, or sometimes they had a final wish.
Yeah.
And you feel the need to carry that out.
Exactly. Katrina had a fascination with one certain thing and wanted her family to preserve this on her tombstone.
A 99-year-old legend from Mexico has passed away, but luckily her unique dying wish has been met.
Okay. So family scraped together, you know, some money and were able to provide the tombstone Katrina requested.
She wanted to have a giant penis installed on top of her grave.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Grandma
had a fascination with that.
This thing is 5.5 foot tall.
And yes, she got that wish. Her family unveiled the completed monument mounted on her tomb at a cemetery in Mexico this past weekend as recognition of her love and joy for life.
Yes, and as you said, it is large.
600 pounds.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you had to have, like, probably a crane put this thing in place. OMG. And it's pink.
I know it is. I mean, what color would you think?
Kudos to the sculptor, because the attention to detail is stunning.
It was. They did a really good job of making her wish.
It's realistic.
Into reality.
Yeah, and apparently the artist said it was the strangest thing they've ever built, but wasn't really surprising knowing Katrina. Apparently she broke taboos quite a bit.
Yeah. Kind
of like in her wheelhouse, like, yep, nope, that makes sense.
You big slut, good for you.
So yeah, the feel good in this, Katrina got her dying wish.
Katarina, yes, she did.
Yeah. Katarina got her dying wish. And,
oh, she did. I bet she is smiling down in approval, saying, yep, that's exactly what I wanted.
100%.
Thank you so much.
So there you go. A little bonus feel good for you.
That's great.
We'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show, but just know that there are photos. So
there are photos. Yeah, absolutely.
So that would be the reason to click on it. Yeah, for sure. Now, listen, we'd say on this show that there's learning that happens. A lot of it is organic. some of it is accidental. But some of it is also on purpose. All right?
And thanks to the internet.
Yeah, and this is one of those times. So we like to bring stupid fact of the day. Just random things that kind of make you scratch your head. All right?
Well, yeah, you found it on the internet, so it must be true.
Like an adult white rhino can produce as much as 50 pounds of poop in one day.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. First of all, is this like a specific rare rhino? Because, correct me if I'm wrong, most of the rhinos I've seen are gray.
Yeah.
Are they not producing as much poop?
Maybe not.
As a white rhino?
I know.
I've never seen a white rhino.
White rhino is called a white rhino, even though it's gray.
Oh, okay, good. So this is not like an albino rhino.
Right, no, not an albino rhino.
That is way fun to say, though.
Yeah.
There's albino-like alligators, right? Yeah.
It still looks like a kind of a normal rhino.
I need to see an albino rhino, though. That's fun to say.
I wonder if they do have albinos in the rhino species.
Okay. Is there something...
While you're doing that...
We don't really need to.
Well, this is the sound of... They're very quiet when they mate.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Rhinos mating.
They're gentle lovers.
They're gentle lovers. And oh my gosh.
Whoa. They're not small animals.
In any way.
Okay. All right. How many views on this?
1 million.
Wow.
And it's a verified video, so that's why... Wow.
That's too much learning.
I shouldn't have YouTube.
Look away.
That.
Why are you still looking? You're still looking.
I shouldn't
You're
have.
You're staring, really.
He's done.
They want their privacy.
He's done.
Okay.
Kelly, they did not want their privacy because they did it right in front of the tourists. So.
Oh, wow. You know? They're just putting on a show. They're Absolutely. Like, hey, you see these people? Let's give them a show.
All right. So once again, stupid fact of the day. An adult white rhino can produce as much as 50 pounds of poop in one day. And they are gentle lovers.
Oh, that's right.
It's Ben and Kelly, and I believe that, and maybe Kelly, you can weigh in on this, most women just want to get to the engagement ring or to the wedding ring, and then they're good, right?
Yes, but there is a unique reason that Natalie wants to wear two wedding rings.
And we're not talking like just an engagement ring and a wedding ring, right?
No, we're not talking about that. There is a unique reason. She was married before, and now we are getting married again.
Okay, so we're going to dive into the DMs here in just a minute. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, could probably use some other points of view on this, or maybe someone who's been in this situation or can at least provide another way of thinking, message us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com or on DMs. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay, so Natalie needs our help. She says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love listening to you guys since I've moved to Louisville 10 years ago.
Aw, thank you.
I also love how you talk about your listeners' issues to try and help them. So here I am coming to you guys now.
All right.
I married in my early 20s and had two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Their father and I are now divorced. We haven't heard from him in more than a decade.
Mm.
Now, I know this is unusual, but I've worn my wedding ring even after the divorce.
Oh.
It's a reminder of the short period of happiness I had, my two great kids who resulted from my marriage, and the many life lessons I learned from both the marriage and the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now about to embark on my second marriage in my 40s, and I want to continue wearing my ring. My fiance doesn't understand this and thinks I should take it off.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't enthusiastic about the idea of me wearing two wedding bands on my fourth finger. We had a lot of debates over this. He thinks I should respect his wishes, and I think he should respect mine. So who should give way? Thanks so much.
Oh, wow. That's a wow. Because that two wedding rings. I mean, because you can tell the difference between an engagement ring and a wedding ring, right? Most of the time?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, a wedding band doesn't have, like, the tall center stone.
So, yeah, so if it's a band and there's just two bands, maybe that's not as, I don't know, recognizable as maybe two engagement rings would be.
Right.
So,
but, you know, the new fiance, though, is, he doesn't like the symbolism of the ring.
Right, exactly. So what she's asking is she wants there to be an engagement ring on her left hand, fourth finger, left hand, a wedding band, and another wedding band. So she would be wearing three rings on that one finger.
Which, to be honest, I have two bands and an engagement ring.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one is, it's kind of like for fashion, but I actually got one of the bands as like a present when we had our son.
Okay.
So, you know, that was one of those. And then, you know, it's just kind of like a fashion choice. But I get that, you know, this is complicated because she has a good perspective despite the fact that she hasn't heard from her ex in 10 years.
Yeah.
Like her baby daddy doesn't have a part of their kids' lives and she wants to
continue to honor him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And part of me is wanting to just tell her, look, it's you, move on. And
yeah.
And kind of side with her fiance on this.
Yeah, that's my instinct too. Like, I'm really surprised at her lack of bitterness, which kudos to her for being able to look at that situation and see the lessons learned and still appreciate the good memories and the children she got out of it. But the fact that, you know, her kid's dad isn't a part of their life is shocking. That she still wants to hang on to something from that as a reminder. That's for me, I don't think I could do that. But I think it's really amazingly mature that she can.
Instead of maybe just saying, hey, get over it, get rid of the ring, whatever, is there a compromise where she could wear it on a necklace or she could have it displayed somewhere else, maybe not on her body, but somewhere else? Because I get that her fiance is like, hey, this guy hasn't been around for 10 years. Time for you to move on.
Yes. Make a necklace out of it. If it's just a plain band and it doesn't have any stones, maybe you do that. Or you take the stones out of the band and do something else, mount it into some other kind of jewelry, like a pendant.
I mean, because part
of something like that.
Yeah, because part of me thinks that there is still some, I don't know, want to have that life of hers back.
Been 10 years.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, she's far removed. I don't think she's holding out any hope that she'd get that life back.
No,
she's ready to marry somebody else.
Yeah, right. But my point is, I think she's continuing to hang on to that as a joyous part of her life. And while that's great and healthy, but sometimes you gotta get rid of things to move forward.
If there
times,
are
you know?
Valuable stones in this ring, take the stones out, remount them into something else. Make them into something that is not a wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree with her fiance. She needs to move on from that. And the only wedding rings she should be wearing on that finger should be her husband's, her new husband's rings. And, you know, I get if she has sentimental value to diamonds or anything in the band or, you know, the previous wedding ring, wear it in some other facet, just not on that finger.
All right. So, Natalie, I know that's probably not what you wanted to hear. And our follow-up from Natalie is, well, I used to love listening to you all since I moved to Louisville 10 years ago, but
That's not the follow-up. We love you, Natalie. Yeah. That's why she's coming to us. Like, she knows that we're going to give you, like, an honest opinion and an unbiased one, because we're not the ones that have the feelings involved and maybe can right. see it with a different lens.
Right. All right. Well, Natalie, good luck. Maybe you can repurpose that ring somewhere else, but just not on your finger. All right?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, that's diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.
It's the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show, and from time to time, we like to check out the Twitter account, F My Life, and you're like, whoa. And the reason is sometimes you need reassurance that whatever's happening in your life, there may be some others that are having a worse go at it.
Absolutely. This is kind of like a little validation that, you know what, you've had a few hiccups, but life isn't too bad. Like, for instance, today, I refused to play with my brother because he always breaks my stuff. Mom brought him into my room to force us to play together. He tripped and spilled a soda on Xbox, which then started to smoke and then died.
Oh.
Mom just backed out of the room with him slowly, like, I see what you mean. We'll leave you alone now. I hate him so much. FML.
F my life. Today, I took my 13-year-old fishing off the pier. The only thing he caught was a piece of my ear.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, those hooks, man.
Ow. Ow.
Yep.
Here's another one. Today, I, a 33-year-old guy, had to explain to my 27-year-old girlfriend that she does not pee out of her vaginal opening.
Oh, my gosh.
But does, in fact, have a separate hole she pees from.
Wow. Anatomy.
She didn't believe me. I showed her a diagram of the female anatomy online. She's like, well, I don't have one of those.
I know. You know what? That may be the female area, but that's not me. Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical. You know what? The more you know. Today, it appears that when in high school, I made one of those, if we're unmarried at 35, we should marry each other deals.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't?
Yeah. Well, this afternoon, she turned up at my house. I'm not married, but I have a pregnant girlfriend. She claimed a girlfriend doesn't count, so our promise is still binding. And yes, she had the crazy eyes.
Oh, my God.
This is, again, off the Twitter account, F My Life. And one more.
Okay. Today, my sister officially has no boundaries.
Uh-oh.
She just had her butt crack waxed and wanted me to check to see if they got all the hair. I'm her brother, by the way.
Hey, can you just check real quick?
I just need to make sure.
I just need to make sure. I'm gonna spread them for you real quick, and you just make sure. Just make sure.
Oh, my God.
So, again, just whatever happens today, just know that there are others that may be having a worse go at it, all right?
Oh, my God.
It's 99.7 DJX. Maybe you're listening stuck in traffic right now, trying to get across the Sherman-Minton Bridge. Maybe, you know, you're just grumbling to yourself. Maybe take that opportunity to look next to you, the car next to you. Is that person?
Maybe someone's cute.
Yeah. Is that person attractive?
Yeah.
So we got this call last week, and well, here from Jana, and I'll just go ahead and let you hear her.
So I'm sitting in traffic right now, and it's pretty much bumper to bumper to the point where you can look over at the car next to you, and you can pretty much wave and say hi at the person next to you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm sitting here in traffic, and I keep doing the whole, like, goes a couple cars, the other lane goes a couple cars. And there's a rather cute guy in a truck that keeps making eyes at me every time he gets up to my lane. But anyway, so I'm a married woman, so this is just flattery that a guy's making googly eyes at me. But my question is, as much traffic as we have, has anybody ever found love sitting in traffic? Where they look over and they see some cute guy or some cute girl, and they roll down the window and chat them up while they're sitting in this go 0 miles per hour traffic. So I was just curious if anybody's found love in traffic. So
Jana's all like, you know, I was getting flirted with while in stuck in traffic and bumper
to
bumper traffic.
I'm married, so I can't really do anything about it, but I'm wondering if anyone has.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is that too specific of a way to meet someone? Because that does seem just random. I think we all have kind of looked over and maybe smiled at the person that's next to you, especially if they're attractive or whatever.
Uh-huh. And Jacqueline says your traffic jam dates question reminded me of the old Joe Diffie song, Pickup Man. I met all my wives in traffic jams.
Wait, is she talking about this song?
Said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, has anybody gone out on a date with anyone who they met while stuck in traffic?
That's a cute story. It's way more unusual than, you know, I swiped right on Tinder.
Right. Jeannie says, anyone who cruised Preston Highway in the 90s most definitely did.
Oh, absolutely.
Preston Highway.
Yes.
I mean, that could be said about any really congested area of town. Shelbyville Road, you know, Bardstown Road. I mean, I could see Preston Highway, Dixie Highway, all that. That's funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't know if you've got a story you want to share or whatever, let us know at Ben and Kelly Show or
502-795-1997.
Just a little while ago, we talked to Jana, who had a guy flirting with her while she was stuck in traffic. And she was like, has anyone actually found love while sitting in traffic? And Brittany messages us and says, my aunt looked across and the intersection and saw my uncle stopped at the same traffic light across from her. She told her sister at the time, that's the man I'm gonna marry right there.
Oh, wow.
She hunted him down and they've been married 50 plus years now.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that.
I know.
Then Joy sent a message. My friend met her now ex-husband at an accident. She stopped to help a lady, and the guy had stopped to help direct traffic.
Yeah.
Too bad years later, he turned out to be a jerk face.
Oh, well, dang. Heather, now, this wasn't love, but you did elicit the help of someone right next to you?
So, at the time, my two older children, they're 17 and 14 now. They were a toddler and a newborn. We were sitting in traffic on 71, completely shut down, dead stopped. At this point, we were sitting there for an hour at this point.
Yeah.
I had to pee so bad, and I was like getting to the point where I was going to panic. I was like, I can't hold this anymore. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I was like, we're not going to be moving anytime soon. So I'm like trying to think, do I use one of my daughter's diapers? What do I do?
Oh, no.
So, yes, I mean, it was getting to that point. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I look over, and the car that's sitting next to me looked like a really nice older couple, man and woman. And I was like, okay, I'm going to ask them if they will get in the car with my children, and I'm going to jump the guardrail on 71, and I'm going to go down, and I'm going to pee in the woods.
Oh, my
God. So I did it. I was like, at this point, where are they going to go? They're not going to kidnap my kids. They're not going to get far.
Right.
So I get out of the car, and I go, and I knock on their window, and they kind of looked at me like, what's happening? And they rolled down their window, and I was like, hey, listen, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
If I don't go pee now,
right,
then it's going to be bad. Like, I can't do this anymore. I said, would your wife hop in my car with my newborn and my toddler and just sit with them long enough for me to jump this guardrail and go pee?
Oh, my gosh.
And they were like, absolutely, we will do that. Because I didn't want to leave them in the car alone.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, okay. So she gets out of the car. She gets in my car, sits with them. I jump the guardrail, go down the hill a little bit, and I pee.
What a story. Thank you, Heather.
That is unexpected. And then Missy said, a guy that I work with met his wife in traffic. They made eyes at each other. And when traffic started moving, he motioned for her to take the next exit.
Mm-hmm.
She did. They exchanged information, and that's how it started. It's been 25 plus years later. He proposed to her at the Arby's parking lot that they'd met a few years later.
Oh, my gosh. Oh my
That's awesome. That's
crazy.
I know.
Oh, this is funny. We got a message from Carrie who said, I never found love in traffic, but one afternoon sitting in traffic, a cute guy in the car next to me was eating out of a big box of Cheez-Its. He got out of his car and came over and asked me if I wanted some, and I actually took some and ate them.
Oh, nice. She got a snack in traffic. That's nice.
She got a snack. All right, that works, I guess.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And we're all going for this trophy, this magical You Laugh, You Lose Supreme Victor trophy, which, you know, everybody wants, and it's so hard to acquire.
Currently in my possession.
That's right. Losers go first. That'd be me. You ready, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right,
I'm
here
ready.
We go. Here we go. Uh-huh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo who?
Cargo beep, beep.
For the toddler set.
That's right.
I like where we're starting.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Sad news.
Mm.
My obese parrot died today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a huge weight off my shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Kelly, I visited my new friend in his apartment.
Yeah.
He told me to make myself at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw him out. I hate having visitors.
Absolutely. Well done.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a great book about an immortal cat the other day.
Oh.
It was impossible to put down.
Okay.
Because of all the lives that cats have.
Sure, I got it.
Yeah.
Who's got two thumbs and a poor grasp of visual comedy? This guy.
Got it. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's the difference between a simple person and a pizza?
What?
One is easy to cheat. The other is cheesy to eat.
Right. All right. You know, bought a dog from a blacksmith today.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as I got him home, he made a bolt for the door.
Handy.
Turning out very handy. Yeah.
Skills.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben, I have a fish that can break dance.
Oh, really?
Only for 10 seconds, though, and only once.
Oh. Morbid?
But skillful.
You know, I can't believe people are still celebrating the 4th of July and lighting off fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of my neighbor's fireworks actually landed in my yard and almost lit my Christmas decorations on fire.
Oh, that would be tragic. That would be tragic.
Can't believe it.
Can't believe that. You're that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My friend said that if he went off a cliff, it would be on his own accord.
Oh.
It's a good thing he drives a Civic.
Oh, a good thing. You know, yeah. I treat my haters, Kelly. I treat my haters the same way I treated my fingers on the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just blow them off.
Wow. Safety first, kids. Safety first.
Safety first, kids.
Hey, Ben, I like to spend my weekends playing chess with elderly men in the park.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's becoming more difficult. You try finding exactly 32 old guys.
Oh, that's how many pieces are on a chessboard.
Yes.
Wow, very intellectual humor there, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, what's worse than having ants in your pants?
What is worse than having ants in your pants?
Uncles.
Yeah. That'd be inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
They say the breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, not if it's poisoned. Then the antidote becomes the most important.
Okay. Those are very factual sorts of jokes there.
Just saying.
You know, Kelly, I'll never forget my grandfather's last words before he died.
Yeah?
Are you still holding the ladder?
Wow.
I can't help but feel a little responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, at least he doesn't have to worry about asking you to help again.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P., Grandpa. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My parents raised me as an only child, which really annoyed my younger sister.
Oh, yeah, I could see why. You know, my neighborhood strip club has gone out of business, Kelly.
I'm sorry, you have a neighborhood strip club?
Yeah, yeah. I don't live in the same area of town you do, Kelly.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
My neighborhood strip club has gone out of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a sign on the door that says, "Sorry, we're clothed."
I need to spend more time in St. Matthews. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I just read that someone in London gets stabbed every 52 seconds.
Oh.
Poor guy.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What can a bird do that a man can't?
many things, but what specifically are you talking about?
Eat with her pecker. Careful.
I did not see that coming. Oh, my God.
Well, there you go. And I'm going to chalk that one up.
Normally, I can predict your punchlines. I did not see that coming.
There you go. That is.
I did not.
You laugh, you lose.
Oh, my God.
On 99.7 DJX.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Now, you can get a hold of us, email benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Pretty standard, right?
Yeah, pretty simple.
Yeah, think about over the course of your entire life, how many different email addresses do you think you'll have or use?
Gosh, I mean, I think I've stayed consistent. Now, the ones for work have changed.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got to consider those, too. You know, I know that we've had different companies own us and maybe different jobs that you've had and the different email addresses that you've had related to those jobs.
Yeah.
126.
126 each person?
Yep.
Kind of goes through different, really?
Yeah, the average person will go through about 126. But, you know, again, that includes the first email you ever came up with, any emails that you've had through schools you attended, like .edus or whatever, all the jobs you've ever had, any website domains you bought, any side hustles, any burner email accounts just to sign up for free things, you know?
Oh, gosh.
Right? So when you include all those.
I can't even remember my first one, though.
Oh, you can't?
No.
I remember I used Piscatelli for a long time.
I remember you using that one.
That was a nickname that I got in high school when I played football because there was a meteorologist whose name was Ben Piscatelli. In Columbus, Ohio, where I grew up. And
okay, I made where the heck you came up with that.
Yeah, I made a comment about the weather one time out on the football field, like, wow, looks cloudy or something like that. And I was like, oh, we got Piscatelli over here. So that turned into my nickname.
Wow, looks cloudy over here.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know, whatever. And so I had that nickname all through high school. Like I said it when I was a freshman. So it was literally something that stuck with me all through high school. To the point where I just had my first email address was just Piscatelli at whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to know, like, what's some of the more awkward or funny email addresses that you've ever had growing up? Got a message from a listener. Bonemaster@Yahoo.
Another
message from a listener. I used to love Steve Madden shoes with the big chunky heels, right?
Oh, yeah.
So my email address was smaddict@yahoo. Needless to say, I didn't know what S&M was in the eighth grade.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Brad. Whoops. From New Salisbury. My first email address is gameboy@AOL.
Oh, you know what? And sometimes when you got that, when you didn't have to put any sort of numbers after your email, that was a good one. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
my God. Ray from Clarksville, DangerFrog69 was my first email.
Another listener, chilling like a villain. Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that's cool.
Chilling like a villain. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Riley said my cousins used to call me Little Squirt. So my first email was Riri_Squirt.
Oh, my gosh. Another message. I loved Sailor Moon, and the main character's name is Bunny. So, yeah, I didn't know what SM Bunny at Hotmail meant either.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Like
I love it.
Like, you know, for those of you who grew up in the 90s as the internet was becoming like a mass appeal thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was just the wild west of everything. Oh, my gosh. I can't even say this. Someone's email address. I'll just edit.
Okay.
So there is a swear word in the middle of it.
Okay.
A certain four-letter swear word.
Uh-huh.
That begins with the letter F. Okay?
Okay.
So, blank blank express 1991.
Oh my God.
It's like
you would type that out. You would literally type that out. Would you send emails to people with that?
Send.
Oh my God.
You're applying for a job. Send. Like here, what's your email address? I'll send you the application. Oh, it's just this.
Oh my gosh, Jacqueline, my VTech goes @gmail.com.
Oh, jeez, that's funny.
She said she just originally made it for free stuff for car purchases, but yeah. I just kept it and I still use it for those things.
Oh, that is
that's
too
fantastic.
Much.
Fantastic. She said because Hondas have VTech and they go I love it.
Oh my gosh. When I was about 15, my little sister, who was 9 at the time, and her best friend decided to get an email address. Her friend made her friend made full grown man
at Hotmail. Oh my God. I feel like Hotmail, they just welcome the sassy names. When your name is Hotmail, but it was like you're going to get some sassy names.
It was like a 9-year-old girl, full-grown man. Wow, that's too much. All right, well.
Oh, my gosh.
So, Ben and Kelly Show is our email address. And feel free to continue that. Because it's too much. I'm all for a colonoscopy prank. Got to be honest. It's 99.7 DJX. Hey, Kelly, will you Google real quick what a colonoscopy involves?
Well, I can tell you because I get them like every 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm real familiar with them.
All right. So
never pleasant. It involves sticking the camera where the sun don't shine real far. You're asleep for it. The prep is the worst. What else do you want to know?
Okay. All right. So you're asleep. You're not awake for that.
No, you're not awake.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that, you know, you got undressed and you got into that little gown thing. And,
yes. And you just lay on the side.
And you lay on the side. I was thinking you lay on your stomach.
Nope.
You don't lay on your stomach with like one of those little like triangle wedges there.
No.
Like prop you up a little bit.
No. Sir, you really need to experience it. Just fully appreciate
it. I'm just imagining it.
First time I had one done because there's a big TV screen, right? So where they're looking at the images. And I think coming out of anesthesia, I did ask the doctor what channel my butt was on.
Oh, okay. Now, did you feel anything afterwards? Did you feel like...
No,
okay,
no,
so it was
fine
all...
afterwards. Yeah. All right. The worst part is that you have to spend the entire day before drinking awful liquids,
mm-hmm.
cleaning yourself out. You're starving. It's not a fun procedure, but, you know, if you're at risk for certain cancers, like me...
No, I understand.
You get them done on a regular basis.
So, Lindsay's mom... is going to get a colonoscopy today. It's a routine colonoscopy, right? Do we know Lindsay? No, we don't. She's some random person on the internet, right? The only reason we know this is she tweeted this out. She said, my mom's getting a colonoscopy on Thursday. That's today. My dad said she should stick a piece of paper in her butt crack that says, I've been trying to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty. I told her if this gets 10,000 likes, she has to do it. She agreed.
No.
So that's the prank.
No. That just sounds like potential for disaster paper cut.
She actually did say in another tweet that they've decided it's probably wise to change it from a piece of paper in her butt crack to a note written directly on her butt cheek in marker.
Oh, yeah. Probably better.
Yeah.
Less chance of paper cut and awkwardness of... Like, when do you set that up?
So, honestly, if it's happening today, she's not quite there. And this is where I think we as a community could help get her mom that colonoscopy little butt message for the colonoscopy tech.
MG, so you're asking us to, like, we're going to retweet.
So
it,
I'm
you want everyone
yes.
to, what, like it?
Like
we
it.
Have to
That's
like
a,
it or retweet?
No, not retweet. She said like.
Just like.
And so, let's see, we're at 9,076 likes. So she needs about another, 900 likes in order to get over 10,000. I mean, I think we could do that. Here, I'm gonna go ahead and quote tweet this.
I can't believe her mother said yes, I would do that.
Help.
I can't believe.
Hey, what's an emoji for a colonoscopy?
Oh, I don't think they have one. Would it probably be just the poop emoji.
The peach?
No. Well, maybe peach. Peach is butt. What is the matter with you? Seriously? We went downhill real
fast. Wait. All right, I'm going to put a... Is there a microscope emoji? Oh, there is. All right.
Oh, that works.
All right. All right, so I've retweeted it. At Ben and Kelly Show.
We actually helped.
Well, we've done our part. Now it's up to our listeners to help as well to get her over that 10,000. Because I'm assuming that she's probably prepping. Those happen usually in the morning?
They do, but you do kind of like hang out for a little bit before they're ready to take you back, depending on what time the procedure is. You usually get there like a couple of hours early.
Okay, so there's still time to get her over that. Yeah, okay, it's going up. It's going up. All right. So at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see this tweet and go ahead and like it and try to get her mom to get the I've been trying to reach you regarding your car's extended warranty. Sharpie
text
marker.
Message. My aunt put a smiley face sticker on each cheek.
I like that. I like that.
And you know, Mackenzie's on board. She's like, if I ever get a colonoscopy, definitely doing that.
At some point, I don't know if I'm ever going to need to get a colonoscopy, but I am at some point going to need to get the old prostate exam. Isn't that a guy thing?
Yes. Yes. Just a guy thing.
I'm going to request that the doctor use a foam finger for that. You know, one of those like I'm number one foam fingers.
I think you're going to immediately regret that. I don't know much about that.
I don't know much
about
it
either.
But
I'm guessing you're going to immediately regret that request.
You think? I don't know, Kelly.
We need some doctors to chime, people in the medical community to chime in and just give us the 411.
It looks like we may be too little too late on this whole colonoscopy prank because Lindsay just tweeted, the bad news is we didn't quite make it to 10,000, which is a pretty big bummer. The good news is my mom is a benevolent little pantaloon. And has decided to do it anyway. She says,
we're close enough. Why not?
Let us lift her up in love and gratitude for this most precious gift she has bestowed upon us. We do
most
not deserve her.
Precious gift indeed.
So, yeah. She was close. About 9,100 likes. So, anyways. All right. We did our part. So, that's good.
We participated.
Yep. Quick setting the bar story. Kelly, what are these?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, comments on the video include, this is where the trust issues start and the beginning of the end.
First of all, I wouldn't have even agreed to this to begin with, but that's neither here nor there.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day or through your wedding without letting your bride jump into a pool while you trick her and stay on the pool deck, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
By the way, the groom never intended on jumping. Once you see the video, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
It's also up at WDJX.com.
Yeah. So they're walking, and I think the idea was they're walking towards the pool, and they were both going to, like, dive in.
They're
going to
take the plunge into married life. And he clearly just positioned himself to where he's just going to, like, land safely on the side.
On the side, right, exactly.
And
so
she goes fully in.
Yep, and now she didn't look like she was angry.
Oh, yeah, it did.
I was going to say the screen grabs I saw. I didn't see the video. I just saw the screen grabs.
Okay, so if you see the video, her face is like she turns and swims towards the other side of the pool, and her face is kind of like, are you kidding me right now?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he left me to do, like, she is soaked. Spending the rest of the reception, I guess. It looked pretty, like, it's still light out. Like, they probably had plenty of the evening to go, which is, again, why are you doing that?
No.
But okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope. Everybody on the internet's predicting an early demise for the marriage.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, and he is just so calm, cool, and collected, like, look at me, perfectly executed prime.
Oh, shoot.
No, sir.
You got to see it. WDJX.com. The video's been viewed over 11 million times on TikTok,
cringy.
Probably even more by now. But yeah, again, set the bar. Let's try not to do something like that at your wedding. I mean, the whole cake thing is one thing.
Right. But again, if you are like planning something with your new spouse, like a fun little stunt you're going to pull off, let's stick with doing it together.
Yes.
Let's stick with that. Let's stick with the plan.
I don't know if you've got a good story about a wedding mishap or a miscommunication between you and your now spouse. I would like to hear the miscommunication, and then I want to know whether you're still married.
The aftermath. Yeah, yes.
Exactly, exactly.
We need to hear that as well.
All right, so call or text us, 502-795-1997. Got a message from Pete, said, at a friend's wedding, apparently some of the bride's brothers and a guy cousins decided to run around the reception without any pants on. Everyone had a laugh, but when they went to find their pants, they were nowhere to be seen. Turns out my uncle decided to steal all their pants.
Oh.
All the pantsless guys had to search the place for an hour before my uncle gave them back.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang. It's a long time to be pantsless.
Another comment. Mine is pretty mild. The reception was held at the zoo, and a groomsman fell into a pool filled with turtles. That was about it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, you could say he went swimming with turtles.
He went swimming with turtles.
How cute is that? Adorbs. Adorbs.